Like the girls say,
call that.
No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump in California for a series of campaign fundraisers says his administration is looking into the homelessness problem there and will do something about it.
The president said cities like L.A. and San Francisco are destroying themselves. L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti recorded himself at a new homeless shelter and spoke directly to the president.
If you are in your heart willing to save lives alongside us, we know what works here.
He asked the president to fully fund programs that have been cut, like home emergency shelter grants and affordable housing money.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal in L.A. More than a foot of rain's in the forecast for parts of Texas, including Houston, from what was Tropical Storm Imelda. Kristen Massey lives in Meyerland, Texas.
It's terrifying. Every time it rains, you're worried about it flooding again. So if you get more than 3 inches of rain here now, you have street flooding and the potential of your home flooding.
She says her house has flooded 3 times in the last 2 years. America's listening to Fox News.
iPhone 11 is coming, complete with dual cameras and new colors. But that's not all. The new iPhone can cook thick and crispy bacon. The iPhone 11 has a hairdryer, built-in can opener. It can milk a cow. The new iPhone can detail your car. It can play frisbee with your labradoodle. Remove the bags under your eyes. Freshens breath. It can even shoplift a crock pot from Costco when you're not looking. The iPhone 11. It's the future, suckers.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
It is simply amazing when the hottest day of the summer is September 17th. That was yesterday with 103. We won't be that hot today, only 101. The record is 100.
It wasn't bad. It was breezy. It was dry heat.
Yeah, dry heat. Yeah, I just don't like triple-digit numbers like that. And when there's football on TV, you know, that kind of stuff. Anyway, yeah, record high today. Rain chances, not zero. I showed on my morning video a model that's printing out a couple of showers this afternoon. Your chances of seeing one, you know, 10%. Low tonight, 72. Tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, a noticeable difference. High temperatures near 90. That's, yeah, tolerable humidity, lows at night in the mid-60s, still dry, and then will be in the low to mid 90s on Sunday. Right now this morning, clear skies, calm winds. It's 72 at 6:05.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Forgive me if I'm a little, if I exercise a little evil laugh here. A rocket scientist is the individual at Comedy Central who said, here's a good idea, let's roast Alec Baldwin.
What happened?
The lowest rated roast in the history of these events on Comedy
Central. Is that right?
By 17%, the lowest rated roast. 2.4 million viewers cared enough to watch Alec Baldwin catch the heat. And does that make me happy? Yes, because I hate him. I think he's a disgusting pig. And a lot of like-minded thinkers agree. So somebody at Comedy Central is probably going to be blushing just a little bit at these pathetic numbers.
Wow.
Pathetic.
They had a pretty interesting cast of people there at that thing, but nobody watched it, huh?
No. You also have to remember that they canceled his talk show.
Yeah.
Nobody watched that. And yet they keep bringing him back like they don't seem to understand that he's turned off a lot of folks in this country.
Including his daughter.
Well, there's that. I mean, I thought that would kind of throw him into the back
seat. She was there in the audience. They made, was it Jeffrey Ross? Is that one of the comedians?
Oh, are you one of the 2.4 million people that watched it?
I saw bits and pieces of it.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to say it in that tone.
Let's not start, kids.
But she, Jeffrey Ross made jokes, and Ireland was in the audience, and there were some Caitlyn Jenner jokes, and I don't know. I wonder if these things factor in the people that will stream it afterwards. Like they didn't have time to watch it when it debuted. Do they go back and watch it?
It's no wonder his talk show failed.
When can we take some calls, Ivan?
Whenever we want.
Do we have calls that are on there now?
No calls yet.
What number do people call to get on the air, Ivan? Do we have that number?
It's right there.
No, do I have the call number in front of me? Oh, I'm so sorry. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. We have any calls yet there, Ivan?
No.
No calls. Let's read some more about Scientology. Is Sean Hannity a Scientologist? Alec Baldwin posing the big questions tonight here. Do we have any calls here yet, Ivan? None. Boy, it's just incredible.
No. But 30 million people a week listen to Sean Hannity and about 4 million every night on Fox TV network there, Mr. Baldwin. So pick better targets. That would be my suggestion at 6:08. Applied Security can protect you from the bad guys in this world. They protect us.
From Alec Baldwin.
From Alec Baldwin and other dregs who might want to do us harm. And their system is excellent. We have video coverage of the building. And, of course, just try and get in. You'll find out right away that's a bad idea. They can also take over your existing monitoring. So if you want to do business with a great local business, and that is Applied Security with Mark and Vicky, 32 years of experience. They can do individual family homes. They can do businesses like the Creedence Blue Water Revival Broadcasting Company, or they can do a commercial property as well. The number is 279-8338, 279-8338 for Applied Security. It's 6:08. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. I'm talking to you today about rental property. Many people own rental property in our area, but struggle with managing their own property. They rent to people they don't know anything about and allow them to be in their property and not pay regularly and destroy their property. I've been handling rental property for others for over 4 decades. Most of our tenants are multi-year tenants, some as long as 10 years in the same house. They pay on time, take care of the house and yard, will call you when something is wrong so we can get it fixed. We only use licensed and bonded repair people, so the tenant can feel comfortable allowing a service technician into the home. Tired of renting property on your own? Get the best professional management company in our area, the Goodson Group. Call Bo Goodson, 551-0225. Text or call me, 221-2883.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A triple shooting early Monday morning in Montgomery is now under investigation. Montgomery police found a man with life-threatening gunshot wound in the 3600 block of Debbie Drive. Two other men showed up at the hospital with non-life-threatening gunshot wounds. Right now, no arrests have been made. Kitty Seal, the founding artistic director of the Alabama Dance Theater, has died. She founded the organization back in 1986. Funeral arrangements have not been announced. And Butler County School Superintendent Dr. John Stricker is leaving for another job. Stricker was unanimously named the new superintendent for Jackson County, Mississippi. He was one of 10 finalists for the position. Stricker has served as Butler County School Superintendent for the last 2 years. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is.
Guess what day it is.
Today is Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
It's hump day.
Yeah, but it's also National
Cheeseburger Day.
Luckily,
National
Cheeseburger Day really brings out the fatties.
Cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger.
Is anybody hungry?
I'm hungry.
I ordered you some breakfast.
No breakfast. Cheeseburger.
Order up.
Showtime.
Cheeseburger, cheeseburger. That was the thing, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I love it. Pepsi.
That was based on a place called the Billy Goat Tavern in Chicago. You went down below street level to get to this place. It was kind of an odd, yeah. And it was where a lot of the Chicago media would go.
And Hobnob?
Hobnob, yeah, if you wanted to be seen by
the right people.
The right people. Boy. She can finish my thoughts today. She's doing a great job.
I'm on it.
You're on it. This is not necessarily something we would put in the cheap and trashy. You may have heard that Alex Trebek has suffered a setback.
He's having to go through another round of chemo.
But here's what he had to say.
I realize that there is an end in sight for me, just as there is for everyone else. When I do pass on, one thing they will not say at my funeral is, oh, he was taken from us too soon. Hey, guys, I'm 79 years old. I've had one hell of a good
79.
Life. And I've enjoyed it.
I can't believe that.
And the thought of passing on doesn't frighten me. The effect it will have on my loved ones, yes, that bothers me and makes me sad. But the thought of myself moving on, hey, folks, comes with the territory.
What a class act, man.
He's amazing.
What a good dude.
I am shocked. I thought he was like 71 or 2. I didn't realize he was 79.
He looks great for 79.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah.
He's so well respected.
Someone put together a supercut of him saying the word genre. Because he says it.
I think I might have that. Can you be patient with me for a second?
Says it very...
Every day.
Strange.
Because I was going to go somewhere else. But
laughed at your joke.
Thanks.
Let me see. I think I remember
she raised her hand.
Yesterday. I'm going to have to scroll to find it.
You probably was. Because I saw it over the weekend. You're right.
Well, I'm looking for this. I want you guys to know that if I croak tonight...
Yeah, it comes with the territory.
I was taken away too soon.
Too soon.
I don't want to have any doubt about that. Give me a few more years at least.
Don't do that, because I think we bought a card already, have we?
I thought you were buying the card.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, gosh, because we don't have a card.
No. Jay, that was your job.
At least hold off till after your birthday.
All right, I'm going to check one more day for this genre.
Yeah, I don't know where I saw it, but yeah, that's it. Because he calls it genre.
I was surprised to find out it wasn't pronounced Genry.
No.
That would be the phonetic.
Alex Trebek.
genre. I just search for that.
Sports, TV.
Spell genre.
Here.
If I can get this thing.
I got it.
Oh, you got it.
Found it.
Here you are. Genres for four.
A genre category. This genre of art. This genre of novel. This genre of game. This alliterative genre. This fantasy genre. This spooky genre. This popular genre. This six-letter genre. This genre. A Japanese cartoon genre. A TV genre. King of this musical genre. Master of this literary genre. Colorful music genre. 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 Genre.
You know what bothers me about that is who had to go find all of those on right. every show?
Who has the time to go look for that stuff?
They pay people to do that.
Genre.
Genre.
That's great.
Genre.
I've always pronounced it genre.
Me too.
Yeah.
But, I don't, you know, well, it's Alex Trebek, man. It's Jeopardy host. This guy's smart.
I know people that put a D in there.
Gender?
No.
Genre?
Yeah.
Genre.
Genre. It's not as fancy sounding as you're making it, though.
Genre. Somebody will name their kid that.
This is my son John and my daughter Genre.
Genre.
Genre Thomas. As long as we're talking about TV personalities who are well-known and having issues, here's Al Roker.
I'm going in to get a hip replacement. I've been kind of, all of a sudden, in the last 3 months, my left hip has been deteriorating and decided, you know, let me go get it taken care of. It's arthritis, osteoarthritis. And my sister Lisa is having both of hers done, so we got a family plan going.
So when are you back?
I hope no complications, maybe by September 30th.
Go to Sid's Discount Hip Replacements.
It's hip to be square.
Buy them in bulk.
That's their catch line. It's hip to be square.
Can you come back that fast from hip?
They can do crazy stuff now, man.
They get you in and get you out.
That's one procedure I hope never to have to go through.
Mm-hmm.
That and knee replacement. Now, they've come up with these miracles if the knee goes bad, but I know a couple of people that have had those, and you're down for a while. And you have to take real heavy-duty pain meds.
Very, very elderly people, when they break their hip, that could be the end sometimes. You know, it can...
Pneumonia, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I'm just going to home and suck my finger out.
It's been a wonderful show. That's our great
old people,
show.
Death, you know.
Yeah.
And genre.
Now let's talk about searing heat.
How about the 10 most annoying minor inconveniences we have to endure?
Getting old.
Getting your hip replaced.
Getting your hip replaced.
Getting your knees replaced.
Yeah. Chemotherapy.
Yeah, all that stuff. Another survey.
Our survey said...
Let's count them down professional style.
Number 5.
Waiting for a train or bus that's running late. I don't know what it is, and maybe somebody knows, but I saw a bus on Carmichael Road last night when I was leaving called the Brown Bag Bus.
What is that about?
That's what I'm wondering.
He's wondering.
It's about 40 feet long. It's about the size of a standard bus.
Brown Bag Bus.
What do they call that?
The Brown Bag Bus is...
Oh, my gosh. You pull my mic down because you think I'm too loud, and then just blurp right into the mic.
Too loud. I think your microphone has an issue.
The Brown Bag Bus is...
The
Brown Bag Bus is the YMCA of Greater Montgomery's one-of-a-kind initiative to combat the effects of childhood hunger in Montgomery.
Oh, that's good.
That's nice.
It's unique. It serves an immediate need in the community. Yeah. It's outfitted with healthy meals and travels to different areas in the Montgomery community to serve lunch to children in need.
Come to think of it, I've seen it parked at the Bell Street Y.
It sends the Brown Bag Bus to low-income communities and serves an after-school and weekend need to families, providing up to 100 meals each day during the school year. During the summer, it'll serve up to 1,000 meals per week.
Good job, YMCA.
That is a busy bus. That was number 5 on the list.
Number 4.
Your phone battery dying.
Yeah.
Always at the worst time.
I've got to, you know, I could really avoid that problem if I wasn't so cheap, but I need to buy another charger so I can keep one handy.
Yes.
But I keep forgetting to do that, as Michael McDonald once said.
Number 3.
Forgetting a password.
Oh, that's the worst. Because then you have to go through the forgot password situation in 18 different ways to prove who you are.
Let me ask you guys a question.
Okay.
Sometimes when you go through that password reset process, they ask you the questions they asked you when you first signed up, you know, the security questions, like what city was your mother born in?
Right, what's your dad's middle name?
And every time they ask me those, I get them wrong. I know I answered them.
Right.
And I put in the answer I think I did when they first asked me 10 years ago, and I can't remember it.
Yeah.
Well, the thing you have to remember is if you capitalized it when you put it in, or if you left it all in lowercase letters.
So I go all lowercase just as a matter of speaking.
Like, okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the worst. And also, as an addendum to that, all of you folks out there that do the, this will be fun, do this survey with me on Facebook, and it's the street where you grew up, your mother's maiden name, your father's surname. You're giving away all your security questions in those get-to-know-me things. Well,
let me get rid of my social security
and
number.
And I don't want to say anything to anybody on Facebook that does it, because people get so hurt so easily. But geez Louise, the name of your first dog. Oh, it was Snuffles. Okay, well, now I've got three of your security questions, and I'm in your bank account, Roll Tide.
Yeah, I try not to get too sentimental. What was the name of your first dog? There's a couple of possible answers for that.
Tippy.
And I always picked Tippy. My dad's first dog was Tippy and lived to be 18 and a half years old.
Wow.
That's the longest I've ever heard anybody I know that's had a dog.
Yeah.
18 and a half.
Wow.
Although I can think of a certain furry creature in this room that'll probably outlive all of us because she's so incredibly pampered and cared for.
So you talk about Jay?
Jay's not going anywhere.
Number two.
On the 10 most annoying minor inconveniences we have to endure, calls from unknown numbers or telemarketers.
Yep.
I get one almost daily from a 954 area code, which is my personal area code, and it has the first three digits of my prefix, but a different last four numbers.
That's how they get you.
So they have this thing on the phone where you hit it and it sends a message to the number that called you. I can't talk right now, or whatever you pick.
Yeah.
And then they write you back and say, who's this? And I write back and said, well, I got a call from this number and I'm telling you I couldn't take your call.
Someone called and dog cussed me because my cell phone number was spoofed to do one of those calls, and it was, stop calling us, I'm elderly, how dare you bother me? And it was just like, I didn't do it.
And number one.
On the list of 10 most annoying minor inconveniences we endure, spotty internet connection. That seems less of a problem today than it was a while back. 622, I remember calling and saying, my DSL isn't working. That was the big upgrade from dial-up.
Yep.
The cord.
Yep.
It is 622 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Let's talk about IASIS, I-A-S-I-S. And this is a neurofeedback device that allows the brain to reset or reorganize itself, utilizing microcurrents to promote healthy, functional brainwave patterns. And we had a call from our friend Sharon, who talked about the difference this made for somebody with a real neurological condition, Parkinson's disease. Helped with that. It's helped stroke patients, people with ADD or ADHD, but it's helped me. I think it helps you relax. I think it helps you sleep better. I also think it makes you a better thinker. It's certainly worth consulting, and consulting on any of the services at Infusion is absolutely free. CryoSkin, this is another one where in just a half hour treatment, you can lose an inch off your waist as they freeze those fat cells below the skin and you discharge them normally and you don't feel anything. It's totally comfortable, maybe a bit ticklish at times. And they can target. They can target cellulite. They can target a particular part of your body, upper arms, waist, whatever it is, wherever it is you'd like to lose that weight. And of course, cryotherapy and IV vitamin therapy, all ways to live a better life at Infusion. 296-1662 or visit online. Everything is there, all their services. And people who are involved in athletics, if you're just looking for health and wellness or even beauty, they can help you. InfusionCryoAndLaser.com.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
624.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic, taking a look at your Wednesday morning commute, and things look great out on the roadways this time of the morning. We don't see any delays for you. The boulevard traffic is moving along just fine. Traffic on the interstates is up at a speed limit ride, and there aren't any delays on the 31s. We do see school buses out picking up kids, so keep an eye open for them and be careful this morning. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance, I'm Jeff Blake. Montgomery Skywatch traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Pretty much everyone agrees. We have the best diamonds, the best jewelry, and the best selection in town. But what is hogwash is people think we're expensive. That's total, complete nonsense. We sell the finest diamonds, the finest jewelry. That's all we're going to sell you. And we do it at the lowest price compared to everyone in town. We did this for years. We used to make jewelry for Zales, Army's Air Force Exchange Services, Costco, you name it. Come to Marguerite's. Shop us. If you shop anybody else, we'll save you thousands.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump in California for a series of campaign fundraisers says his administration is looking into the homelessness problem there and will do something about it.
The president said cities like L.A. and San Francisco are destroying themselves. L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti recorded himself at a new homeless shelter and spoke directly to the president.
If you are in your heart willing to save lives alongside us, we know it works here.
He asked the president to fully fund programs that have been cut, like home emergency shelter grants and affordable housing money.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal in L.A. More than a foot of rain's in the forecast for parts of Texas, including Houston, from what was Tropical Storm Imelda. Kristen Massey lives in Meyerland, Texas.
It's terrifying. Every time it rains, you're worried about it flooding again. So if you get more than 3 inches of rain here now, you have street flooding and the potential of your home flooding.
She says her house has flooded 3 times in the last 2 years. America's listening to Fox News.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
At 627 with the timeline for September 18th, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
It is the 261st day of the year. There are 104 days left, and this year is toast. Speaking of toast, I guess it really doesn't speak to this, but National Cheeseburger Day today. So I mentioned that. I guess you could do it on toast. I guess you could do that. It's the Air Force birthday, and we are so glad that Maxwell Air Force Base and the Air War College is here, Gunner Air Force Station. So happy birthday, Air Force. It's National Respect Day, and we respect the Air Force. 1793, President George Washington lays the cornerstone of the U.S. Capitol building. The building would take nearly a century to complete as architects came and went. British set fire to it, and it was called to use during the Civil War. 168 years ago in 1851, the first issue of the New York Times went on sale. 2 cents a copy with the slogan, "All the news that's fit to print." 1862, McClellan lets Lee retreat from Antietam. The only other time Confederates attacked on Union soil was Gettysburg in 1863. On this date in 1927, the Columbia Phonographic Broadcast System, later called CBS, debuts with a network of 16 radio stations.
Oh, wow.
That Ken Burns special on country music is also a special on radio. Oh, my gosh, it's all about the early days of radio.
I'm going to have to check it
out. Last night, they did something on Hank Williams, Jr., and he started on WSFA Radio. 55 years ago, in 1964, Johnny Quest and the Addams Family debuted on ABC. In 65, Get Smart and I Dream of Jeannie debuted on NBC. And now, our Song of the Day, Songs of Summer series, Hot, sweaty summertime in the bayous of Louisiana on the 4th of July. Running through the backwoods bare? How many times have we gone back to the summer of 69? John Fogerty, California boy,
He admits he's never been to the Bayou when he wrote this song, which, by the way, is the B-side of Proud Mary. Little CCR with your toast and coffee this morning. We're down on the Bayou. That's enough time in the Bayou, you think? God, I'm so stinky now. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back for more of the timeline.
The Bayou has kind of come to us lately.
I know, really, yeah.
If you are interested in planning for your financial future, we got a guy here that joins us weekday afternoons at 5:10 named Brant McDonald, McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. You talk about experience, people that are eager to serve you and help you build your future. All I suggest, because you don't have to show up with a check or money or anything like that. They are looking for individuals who want to build. And that's as simple as a phone call to 387-0094. They can explain to you how a simple, painless amount of money out of your daily budget can build into something that'll help protect you from, well, those rainy day events, that kind of thing. Have a little nest egg to lay back on, or plan for your kids' education, saving for your first home, and of course, retirement. All of that's on the table with this incredible group of people. 387-0094. Make that appointment and become managerial about your money and start preparing for your future with McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. 6:30. Back to the traffic desk.
As we roll through the middle of the 6 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic is going to give you a green light for your travels this morning. Everything looks great on the interstates. They're up at a speed limit ride. We don't see any delays on the 31s. Traffic on the boulevard starting to build up a little bit, so be careful around the intersections and be careful as you get headed into work this morning. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota is now open Sundays after church from noon till 6. Reinhardt Toyota, I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery. Skywatch traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hi, Rich Thomas for Dylan Rings, and they're having their biggest sale ever. And it runs from Thursday at 4 p.m. through Saturday only. Half of the store will be half price. Either Josh or Leslie will actually flip a coin and decide which side of the store will be offered at half price, and then sell everything on that side of the store for half price. And only from Thursday, 4 p.m. through Saturday. Now is the time to take advantage of an incredible offer. And keep in mind, with the holidays right around the corner, now's the time to start thinking about what you're going to get your loved one. You may have some other special dates coming up, maybe birthdays, anniversaries. Dylan Rings is a family-owned and operated business dedicated to excellent customer service since 1993. Ask about their easy financing. Besides Josh's incredible creations, they have designer pieces from around the world. They're located just off the Atlanta Highway, not too far from Walgreens on the Atlanta Highway at Brown Springs Road. Again, their biggest sale ever from Thursday, 4 p.m. through Saturday, half the store at half price at Dylan Rings.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Back to the timeline now. On this date in 76, play that funky music, White Boy, by Wild Cherry, hit number one. 1978, WKRP in Cincinnati debuts on CBS. This is the day in 84 that Gene Wilder married Gilda Radner. And then she died of cancer 5 years later. We lost Jean 3 years ago. On this date in 96, Boston Red Sox pitcher Robert Clemens strikes out 20 against the Detroit Tigers, tying his own record, which he hit 10 years earlier when he was 23. 10 years ago in 2009, final episode of The Guiding Light was broadcast on CBS after 72 years on the air. And on this date in 2017, Hurricane Maria passed over the Caribbean island of Dominica, pulverizing it and on its way for Puerto Rico. Birthdays, Patrick Schwarzenegger is 26, Arnold's son. Actor James Martin is 46. Lance Armstrong, cheater, is 48. Frankie Avalon is 79. Oh, Venus. Fred Willard is 80. Murderer Robert Blake is 86. And James Gandolfini, who would have been 58 today, would have had a birthday today. He died in 2013. 5 days till fall begins. 9 days till birthday season. That's on a Friday, and then every third Friday forever, we'll do another birthday. 43 days till Halloween and 71 days till Thanksgiving. That's the timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Sunny and hot today. Record heat again with a high of 101. That would break the record of 100. Rain chances, you know, not zero, because some of the models paint a shower on the radar that later on in the day. So we'll be hopeful. We'll say 10%. Low tonight, 72. Tomorrow, Friday and Saturday, noticeable relief with highs around 90. Tolerable humidity. Lows at night, mid-60s. Still dry, though. And then low to mid-90s on Sunday. Right now, clear skies, calm winds. It's 72 at 637.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC.
It is 6:36. Coming up in the Cheap and Trashy, which will follow our visit with the crew of Rising, some interesting plans for future TV seasons, including a reboot of a show that was on television over 50 years ago. That's a tease.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm kind of shocked they're going to attempt to reboot it.
Car 54, where are you?
Didn't they make a movie out of that years back?
I'd say a few years. I would say go good many more than that, but yeah, they did do a remake on
was
that.
Was it Gunter?
Gunter Tootie. And that, of course, gave us Fred Gwynne. Tootie and Muldoon was the name of the crew on that. We'll be joining Rising in just a moment. We'll also have the battle that gets bigger almost by the day, it seems, between vaping and smoking actual cigarettes. What do they want us to do, for crying out loud?
Not smoke.
Yeah. 6:37, I'm all, yeah, like you said, not smoke. That seems to be the plan. Let's talk about Montgomery Paint and Body for a moment. Donnie Turner is a principled man. And when he launched MPB 3.5 decades ago, he made a commitment to himself, because the kind of person he is, we're going to go into the automobile body repair business, but we're going to do it right. We're going to do it thoroughly. We're not going to skip any steps, and we're not going to cheat customers. He was well aware that there were people bringing their cars in after accidents, and some repair shops back in those days were skipping steps and pocketing the money the insurance company gave to repair that particular part of the car. Who's going to know? Who's going to see? The average person doesn't really know much about automobile body repair. Donnie just could not countenance that, because at the end of the day, you got to live with yourself. And he passed those principles on to son Brandon, and the two of them now halfway through their fourth decade of service to the River Region. Can't go wrong with MPB. When you are in a wreck, you tell your insurance agent, I would like my car repaired by Montgomery Paint and Body, and I can't imagine in a million years of evolution that they would object to choosing Montgomery Paint and Body. On the boulevard at East Shirley Lane, their number is 27-WRECK with a W.
It's showtime!
This is the point in the morning where we just kill time until we...
Sometimes we ought to play that theme song from Car 54, Where Are You?
There's... Brooklyn.
1814.
Brooklyn Heights. You know, there are some episodes of that show that are truly, truly funny. But
It really goes back into my memory. I was a very young child.
Some are kind of dumb. I guess they shot a lot of that on location in New York, too.
Is that right?
Yeah. Interesting. It's an expensive thing to do.
Except in Brooklyn Heights.
Ooh. Actually, my favorite guy in the show was Captain Block.
I don't remember that.
He was the straight man to all these crazy cops that constantly drove him. It's like being the program director of a radio station. In a way. At 6:39, we're waiting for that familiar sound. Four things that happen to your body when you sit all day. How are we going to get 4 minutes out of that?
I don't know. We'll go to another subject.
Exactly.
Who's the
same
idiot?
Thing we do all the time.
Who's the idiot that says, oh, that was me?
It sends that stuff.
Yeah, but I'm the one.
What percentage of what you send they actually gets on air?
Maybe 10%.
Yeah.
Because we get distracted. It's like doing an ADD.
No, segment. No. Yeah, I mean, but of the stuff you send to him.
Oh.
About how many you get on the air.
Well, this one here, I sent a while back.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
We sit a lot more than people used to, and apparently it's taking a toll on our body.
Mm. Yeah, sitting too much can give you some awful side effects, including weak bones, depression, back pain, and blood clots.
I feel like we should now stand up during the second week. At least 3 minute later, you're sitting down. Makes me feel a little bit better about myself. Let's bring them in over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Radio actually went through a phase. I think it was maybe in the 80s or 90s where they went to stand-up studios.
Yeah.
Would you like to do this show standing up?
I would love to do this show standing up.
Oh, there you go.
There's always one in every group that's
good. Right.
Stopping
you. Not in this segment because I don't think our cameras are set for that.
No, yeah, it's true. Yeah.
We had a studio in Mobile that was like, it was basically bar height, and it was easier to work on the computer.
That's why it was.
Stop it. Stop it. But it was easier to do things. It was easier to do things. You had better airflow throughout your body. You thought a little quicker on your feet, I think.
We had a stand-up studio. The first station I worked at, WHHY here in town. But Ryan gets to walk around, so Ryan's nuts.
That's why the weather people always look healthier than the anchors, because they work on their feet, right? Yeah.
That's why he thinks he's a stand-up comedian during this segment.
Stand-up comedian. I got to see what you did there.
He is a very funny guy. Actually, Emily has a very valid point, because
mark it down, y'all.
Dear diary.
Pardon me while I... Because it helps your diaphragm. The air, like you said, the airflow.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It gives greater body to your voice. I don't know if it makes you think any faster.
Jay and I have watches now that tell us... Remind us to stand up, right?
Right, yeah. Which I've figured out how to cheat, so, you know.
Is that right?
All I have to do is hold my arm like this.
Oh, really?
Leave it there for a minute, and it's like, hey, you're standing up. Good job.
That's so bad.
You can cheat that whole thing, no problem.
There you go.
Yeah, look what the...
that effort into actually standing up.
Yeah, none at all.
Walk by Jay's office, and he's randomly just standing there in the middle of the room. What are you doing, Jay? Watch says I have to stand up now.
Watch tells you when you have to breathe.
I found a way to turn that off.
I turn that off. Like, stop telling me to,
I know how to
do
breathe.
My business watch.
Right.
I don't know about this business that it leads to weaker bones, because it took 3 different vehicles to hit me before I ever broke anything.
Wow.
That was the last one, yeah.
That's right. So I thought it was 2 buses.
You were sitting down.
That's very true.
A bus, a pickup truck, and a lousy old used car.
Well, the bus
was
sitting down, though.
No, I'm standing up for the bus.
Yeah. He was not... You weren't where you were supposed to be, and you got hit by a bus.
That was God's way of telling me never lie to your mother.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah.
And then I lied again because I was
afraid. What about the other times?
Let's see. I was not at fault. I wasn't doing anything I shouldn't have been doing.
I see.
On the other 2 occasions, I got hit, but...
Cross-examine?
Those are just like... like, those were reminders.
I'm going to need to see the accident report.
I have MRIs and x-rays all over the country. Chicago, South Florida, here. I haven't been hit by anything here.
You have to find some wood to knock on, brother.
Yeah.
I was just about to say that.
There's another book there, MRIs of My Life.
He's not been hit by anything here, but we have carried him out of this room on a stretcher.
This is true.
Yeah.
Jay speaks truth to that, yes.
Not because of a heart condition or anything like that. It was because he pulled his... Something happened with his back.
Well, I'd had a back surgery.
Oh, I thought maybe Emily had hit him.
No, this was BE before Emily.
BE. Yeah, this is the difference between survival and fatality.
Wow.
Well, what happened was...
What about those...
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, because of all these vehicle pedestrian things, my back was messed up. And when I came here... They did a fusion on my lower spine, and 2 weeks after the surgery, it popped off in this very space.
I can almost hear it.
And the pain was beyond my ability to describe it. So, yeah, they had to... Jay was one of the people that carried me down on a board.
It was, one of those flat boards you had to carry. And it was, boy, finagle around corners and stuff was tough.
The stairway is quite tight over there.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Slid him down on the board.
My nose.
Moment for you too,
my nose was going against the ceiling of the stairwell because there was so little room to maneuver.
Tomorrow on Medical Moments of Greg. That's it, guys.
Right. Well, on that note, guys, that's all the time we got. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Take a stand, you'll feel better.
Hey, see you.
Look what it's done for us.
Have a great Wednesday, guys.
All right,
I loved having that stand-up studio. I mean, we had a stool. We had a tall stool if we wanted to sit down or something.
Yeah,
but
we did too.
It was easy especially for interviewing musicians that came in there with like just their acoustic guitar.
I will admit, it was more invigorating.
Yeah,
to stand up.
It was nice to stand, and you had the option to sit because you had your stool, but you were still with a better posture and everything.
Right.
We are at 6:46. Guess what, boys and girls.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And repeating our, we touched on a couple of things that Alex Trebek is resuming chemo, but I don't know that I've ever heard anybody take a serious situation with a healthier approach than he did. We may play that again.
You said serious, and your phone clicked on.
Right, not now, Siri, I have a headache. All right, the TV show I mentioned earlier, we'll do a little guessing game here. It's a show that was very popular in the 60s about a very unlikely topic. It was a sitcom.
Oh, no.
So the Flying Nun.
All right, Flying Nun from the 60s. A TV
from
show.
The 60s.
Yeah. And it ran for about 4 or 5 seasons, did very well in the ratings.
I'll see Dark Shadows. I don't know.
They revived that in the 90s, and it broke my heart.
And it was in the 60s, you said it was controversial?
Yes, it's a topic you would not expect to make a sitcom.
Oh, that's got
to
be Hogan's Heroes.
You are correct, Rich Thomas.
Yeah, I mean, hey, let's make a comedy show about a Nazi prison camp.
Yeah.
The deal on this, though, is that it's going to focus on the descendants of the people in the original Hogan's Heroes.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, man, this could be
But they're going to be in prison?
I don't know. It just says on the descendants, so I would imagine, I don't know.
I know nothing.
Yeah.
That's something.
I don't think anybody from the original cast is still around.
Well,
let's see.
Robert Crane had some weird things going on.
Yeah, he sure did, didn't he?
I was very confident with my Flying Nun approach.
You like me?
I mean, it's going to take me a minute to get all these here.
You like me?
Let's go to the cast.
She was cute.
Do I have any sort of... Okay, Bob Crane, he's dead, right?
Oh, he's very, very dead.
He didn't even make it to 40.
Yep,
it was Werner... porn in the hotel room thing.
Yeah, Werner whatever. Werner Klimperer is dead.
Mm-hmm.
Banner's dead.
Yep, almost all of them. LeBeau's gone.
Ivan Dixon is dead.
Yep, right? Hey, I think they're almost all gone.
Larry Hovis, dead.
Yeah. Robert, what are they going to call it?
Robert Clary is alive.
Robert Clary played what again?
He, Corporal Louis LeBeau.
Oh, LeBeau.
LeBeau.
Yeah.
He is still alive.
Wow, interesting.
He is 93 years old.
Yikes, I don't see him on set anytime soon.
No, I don't see him making a cameo.
And then Richard Dawson, of course, passed away.
Yeah.
We'll see. Considering that show was made 25 years after the start of World War II, 20 years after the end, 1965, it's pretty amazing they were able to launch and sell a sitcom about a POW camp.
Of course, right.
The Nazis always looked ridiculous.
In fact, that guy, Robert Clary, was Jewish in real life and was actually in a concentration camp.
Yeah. You're kidding me.
Survived by using his talent in singing and dancing in shows. He still has his... Tati's ID tattoo.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that kept him alive, though, that he could perform.
That's... And guess what? Roseanne got some fat injected to her keister.
Oh, I'm... Why
was it necessary?
Why didn't you lead with that?
I expect to be called down to the boss's office later.
Why did we have to share that at all?
For poor judgment. They're removing the fat from her stomach and... putting it in her butt because she wants to look more like the Kardashians.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
That's been my dream.
Yeah. Repeating the bulletin, apparently.
True. NFL has lost a lot of starting quarterbacks. In fact, Cam Newton is among those that are hurt.
Oh, really?
Guess who's waiting for a phone call? Colin Kaepernick. And so far, nobody's reached out.
Reach out and touch someone.
I just don't think any team is going to want to touch a guy.
I hope not.
That will launch a firestorm.
I hope not.
And today, Jay had the story first yesterday about the new NBC streaming service.
Yeah, the Peacock.
It'll feature a couple of revivals, which will include Saved by the Bell.
Yes! I'm so excited about this.
Oh, jeez. I couldn't sleep last night.
And Punky Brewster.
Punky.
Supposedly, NBC is also looking into rebooting The Office.
There's a possibility with that, although, from what I understand,
they'd leave it alone.
Some of the people are like, no,
they're not going to get, what's his name?
Steve Carell.
Steve is out. He's definitely not going
to
do it.
I bet John Krasinski is not going to be able to do it.
He's too big.
He's a movie star
now.
The streaming
services are paying billions for old shows. HBO Max shelling out billions for The Big Bang Theory. They'll have exclusives.
That's weird. HBO getting The Big Bang Theory.
And would anybody in this room go pay money to see a concert featuring a hologram?
Depends on the artist.
It's Hologram Whitney.
Yeah.
No.
No.
If I had got free tickets.
It might be a curiosity. You might want to at least see a clip of it, but it's kind of
creepy.
Yeah. And Eddie Money's wife spent a good part of her life fighting off strippers because his songs were so popular in strip clubs. Among others, Two Tickets to Paradise.
Yeah.
Take Me Home Tonight and Shaken. She said when Twitter came out, I think that every woman that ever climbed the pole was trying to get in touch with me. So there's
Yikes.
A footnote.
Every woman that ever climbed the pole.
The passing of Mr. Eddie Money.
I have ascended the pole.
That's your cheap and trashy.
And let's talk to you about Plumbing by Luke Wire. Now, you've heard us talk about it before, but can I suggest the whole house plumbing inspection? Because I watched disaster happen on either side of me. Well, one's across the street, one's on the side of me. When people came home to the first thing they heard was squish when they stepped on the carpet at their house because of a plumbing problem that was lurking that they didn't know about. See, when I click like that, it gets more
emphasis.
Yeah. So I got the whole house plumbing inspection. It's great peace of mind. It took about 35 minutes in my modest little home. And now I know that there's no major problem that they know of that is working. Hey, they're ready to serve you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at Plumbing by Luke Wire. They never charge overtime, regardless of when you call, even on the weekend, even on a holiday. So give them a call. They're very professional. And it's a no-brainer now. When I have a problem that with involving plumbing, it's going to be Plumbing by Luke Wire. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call, 264-9666, or visit them on the web,
acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
6:53, Jay's got random facts ready to go. That'll be next hour. And make sure you have your note-taking devices handy so you can play. I'm getting a lot of use out of these today. Our pop quiz. Win $10 of free shopping. Ooh, the new specials. I've got to find the new specials at Food Outlet. They go along with their cost plus 10% pricing. Have those a little bit later. Right now, it's 6:54. Let's see how the roads are moving.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding, and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic rolling on through the 6 o'clock hour, and the traffic is rolling along just fine out on the boulevard. We don't have any big problems for you. It's slow around some of the traffic lights, so be careful there. If you're on the interstates, everybody's still up at a speed limit ride, and we're starting to see some traffic coming out of the Wetumpka area, so be careful around the River Bridge. School buses are out picking up kids. Watch out for them this morning. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start October 11th. Registration is September 23rd to October 10th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Women of Hope, an organization of Montgomery women embracing and nurturing hope of prevention and eradication of breast cancer, invite you to their signature luncheon Monday, October 7th at 11:30 at the Embassy Suites Hotel on Tallapoosa Street in Montgomery. Enjoy lunch and an inspiring Voices and Visions of Hope message by breast cancer survivor and Women of Hope member Carol Golson. For more information or to get your tax-deductible tickets, visit thewomenofhope.org or call 220-4599.
Here it comes, radio's most exciting game for fabulous prizes, the Name Game. Do you have a name? Incredible prizes can be yours just by playing Blue Water Broadcasting's The Name Game.
Winning is simple. You've got a name. Register online at our station website.
Win fantastic prizes such as a sportsman's package, a cruise, a big screen TV, dining experiences, and jewelry.
We'll call out names all week long. Hear your name called? Lucky you. You have the rest of that hour to call in and qualify. Make sure your friends and family are listening for your name too. It's the Name Game from Blue Water Broadcasting.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM WACV.
Cigarette smoking is responsible for 480,000 deaths each year in the U.S. including more than 41,000 deaths from secondhand smoke. Now, five or six people have died from contaminated vape juice.
Warning! 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 Stop vaping now! This needs to be illegal!
This message is brought to you by the Selective Outrage Society.
Way to go, smokers! You're still in the lead!
It is 6:57 on Newstalk 93.1 FM. Rich is out of the room at the moment, but...
What do you want to talk about?
What are we talking
I
about?
Need your help.
Okay. Our help?
Yes, I need you to at least emotionally... I need you to be my... What do they call those animals?
Emotional support peacock.
Yeah, be my emotional support peacocks here for a second. Because I want to tell you one of the sneakiest things that that I've seen in recent memory is waking up to your electric bill in your inbox.
Yeah.
That's just not right. You know, that just is... I'm sorry, that is not cool to do that. And my electric bill arrived this morning, but I didn't look at it. I thought...
Are you about to look at it now for the first time?
Oh, geez, this is a lot of pressure.
In the warm embrace of kith and kin, yeth.
Oh, man.
To embrace traditions of the thieving.
The electric things are looking more and more like food outlets. Oh, no, that's the other thing.
That was a food outlet, actually. Okay. All right, so where was it? Okay. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
A Let's open that bill and see how much it was.
I'm scared.
You're overdue.
No, it doesn't say that.
I don't know what it says. I can't read that far.
Five.
Yes!
No, that's wrong. That can't be for one month. That can't be right. Something. No. Have you asked them to come out? And have you actually called them? Because this can't be right.
That's insane.
You know how many things I rent at my house? Mine was $274. That's ridiculous.
I think...
There's something wrong. This can't be right.
I miss...
They need to come... Have you... Just call them and say, look, we're comparing it with other people around, and this is...
The comps are off on this, man.
Something's wrong.
You didn't have a...
Can't be...
I'm sorry. Between 1 and 2:45 this afternoon,